Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now leader, Josiah Alway.
Today, I want to speak to you about rekindling your love relationship with God. Rekindling your love relationship with God. Maybe right now you're listening and you're thinking, well, my relationship with God has never been this good. I'm on fire for God. I'm seeking God. Well, great. If that's you, file this in the back of your mind for the future, or send this podcast to someone you know that is going through a difficult time spiritually. But maybe you're someone who once had a powerful relationship with God, a powerful prayer life. Maybe you were once a person who woke up in the morning to read your Bible and to close the door and to seek Him, and you were excited about going to church, and maybe the cares and pleasures of this life have taken the place of your relationship with God. If that's you, I hope this is going to encourage you and give you practical steps that you can take to rekindle your love relationship with God. Not my advice, the advice of the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures. Let's read Revelation chapter 2, beginning in verse 2, and we're going to read to verse 5. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 5. This is a passage to the church of Ephesus. He says, "I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars." Wow, things seem pretty good so far, right? Verse 3, same thing. "And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary." Wow, things seem to be going really good at the church of Ephesus with these opening statements. But then verse 4, we identify the problem. "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." That love relationship that the church of Ephesus had once had, that love relationship with the bridegroom, isn't what it used to be. But in verse 5, he presents the solution. He presents the solution. Listen, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works." There's three R's that you can remember in the beginning of verse 5. Three R's that are practical steps to rekindling your love relationship with God. And a little side note, also, if you're married and your marriage relationship isn't what it used to be, these three things that the Holy Spirit tells the church in Ephesus also work for marriage, because the context is love relationship, your first love. These three things are how you can get back to seeking and being close to God, and also how you can restore your marriage if it's gotten complacent. Here's the first R: remember. He says, beginning of verse 5, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen." What did it look like in your spiritual life when you were closest to God? Was it maybe that you set your alarm 30 minutes earlier in the morning before going to work, and you would read your Bible, and you closed the door, and you used to go maybe in your walk-in closet to pray, and you were excited to go to church on Sundays? What did it look like when you were closest to God? Remember that. It's important to remember. As a matter of fact, the Bible talks a lot about remembering. In the Psalms, for example, you'll see David speaking about what God has done in the past very often. He talks about what God did for the children of Israel. He talks about what God did in his life. He talks about memories he has with things God did. Very important. The children of Israel were actually commanded to tell their children the things that God had done, what it used to be like. And we should remember. We should keep track of the highlights of our relationship with God. And as a side thought, also in marriage, what was it like when my relationship with my wife was at its best? And in a moment, we're going to see why that's important. But save that in your mind. First, the first R, remember. And then the second thing is repent. Remember, and secondly, in verse 5, we see repent. Repentance in the prayer life is so important. Jesus, when he taught us the Lord's Prayer, includes repentance in the Lord's Prayer. He says, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." He teaches us, when you pray, repent. We see that throughout the Psalms. David repents. He acknowledges his transgressions. And when you go before the Lord, repent about specific things. Repent not just for the sins of commission, but also of omission. Repent maybe for not praying like you used to pray, or reading the Bible like you used to read the Bible, or attending service as you used to attend service. Repent for allowing the things of earth, the things of this world, to replace the eternal things, for allowing the pleasures of this world for stealing away your love relationship with God. So first, remember. Second, repent. And then third, restore. He says, repent and do the first works. This is one of the reasons it's so important to remember, because now you're going to restore what you used to have. He says, do the first works. Do what you used to do when your relationship was at its best. Maybe you used to leave your Bible next to your coffee maker, so when you wake up, you immediately went to read the scripture. And maybe now it's your phone. Well, if you remember what it used to be like, now you can restore and start doing that again. Maybe that prayer closet, your walk-in closet, your office, maybe there was a place you used to have there where you used to get down on your knees, and that's filled up with stuff. Maybe you can clean that out again. Or maybe if it's your marriage, where did you used to go with your wife? Where did you guys like to go on dates? Or what were things you used to talk about? And now restore that. Do those things again. Do what you did at the beginning when you were most in love with God. And for a lot of Christians, it's when they first got saved. It's like their honeymoon period. You came to Christ. You had never read the Bible before. You were excited. You were telling your friends and family about Jesus and what he had done in your life. And you were going to church, and it was so exciting, and it was great. Well, go back to doing those things. Rekindle that relationship with God by remembering, repenting, and restoring. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope that you give. We thank you for the counsel that you give, not just to the church of Ephesus, but to us in these passages. Lord, we acknowledge that you have never left us, though we have left you so many times, though we have sinned against you. You have never failed us. Lord, may every listener be on fire for you. May every listener be filled with passion for you, with a prayer life, a devotional life that is vibrant and strong, with a love relationship with you. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.